In this bulletin, 2025 draws to a weather-affected close as tropical cyclone Hayley hits WA and a man dies in Queensland floods. Israel suspends more than 20 aid agencies operating in Gaza. And in sport, an overall honours upset looms in the Sydney to Hobart. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. Tropical cyclone Hayley has crossed Western Australia's Kimberley coast as a Category 3 system, bringing destructive winds and heavy rainfall to the state's north. The eye of the cyclone crossed the Dampier Peninsula coastline north of Broome around 5 p.m. yesterday evening. The Bureau of Meteorology says the storm is producing wind gusts of up to 170 kilometres per hour, warning that heavy rainfall is expected with possible flash flooding continuing today. Residents in Beagle Bay, Cockatoo Island and Derby have been warned it's too late to leave, and those living in older homes or caravans are being urged to move to their nearest evacuation centre or another safe location. Senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, Sarah Scully, outlined some of the potential hazards.
Potential impacts with this system include the potential for trees to be down, large trees, property damage with those destructive winds, as well power lines down causing power outages, heavy rainfall that may lead to flash flooding, but as well waves and unusually high tides being whipped up by the system. And there's also hazardous driving conditions with the potential for roads to be closed as roads become impassable.
Meanwhile, a man has died in floodwaters in Queensland's far north after monsoonal rainfall over the Christmas period. Overseas now, and Israel says it has suspended more than 24 humanitarian organisations, including Doctors Without Borders and CARE, from operating in the Gaza Strip for failing to comply with new registration requirements. Israel's government says the rules are intended to prevent Hamas and other militant groups from infiltrating aid agencies. Humanitarian organizations say the measures are arbitrary and warn the suspensions will further harm a civilian population already facing acute shortages. The United Arab Emirates says it has voluntarily ended the mission of its remaining counter-terrorism personnel in Yemen, completing its military drawdown years after formally ending combat operations. The UAE Defence Ministry says the decision follows a comprehensive assessment of recent developments and security risks.
In light of recent developments and their potential implications for the safety and effectiveness of counter-terrorism missions, the Ministry of Defence announces the termination of the remaining counter-terrorism personnel in Yemen of its own volition, in a manner that ensures the safety of its personnel and in coordination with the concerned partners.
The ministry says the UAE ended its main military mission in Yemen in 2019, with only specialised counter-terrorism forces remaining since then. This latest move comes after a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on the port of Mekalla, which Saudi Arabia says targeted a UAE-linked shipment. That's a claim that Abu Dhabi has rejected. Russia's defense ministry says nuclear-capable ballistic missiles have been moved to neighboring Belarus and entered active service, potentially putting them within range of all of Europe. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has previously said that up to 10 of the mobile intermediate-range Oreshnik missiles would be stationed in his country. Russian President Vladimir Putin claims the missiles are impossible to intercept because they travel at more than 10 times the speed of sound. The deployment follows claims Ukraine targeted Mr. Putin's residence with drones after recent peace talks in the US. Ukraine has denied this, but Russia warned the move would change its war strategy. Now, Russia has released this video featuring an unnamed deputy commander of a military unit and purporting to show the missiles being installed.
We are expanding into new combat patrol areas and conducting reconnaissance of new areas. Scheduled exercises are conducted in accordance with assigned tasks. Combat training, tactical training, and special tactical training are held daily and weekly. The personnel have already proven their professionalism in action during scheduled exercises.
Back home now, and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has acknowledged the pain caused by the Bondi terror attack in his New Year's message. He says he hopes people will get to spend time with family and loved ones and that the country can unify in the new year.
The joy that we usually feel at the start of a new year is tempered by the sadness of the old. Following the terror inflicted on Jewish Australians at Bondi Beach, our hearts ache for every life lost. Yet what Bondi also showed us was the best of the Australian spirit in all its courage and compassion. And that is why I'm optimistic and determined that in the new year we will rise to meet the challenges ahead of us in the same way Australians always do, by working together and looking after each other.
Now to sport, where a French team's hope of winning the overall honours in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race may be quashed after a protest over their sail use was lodged. Michael Quinton and Yann Regal so far have the best handicap time with their 35-foot yacht BNC. They crossed the finish line on Tuesday morning after four nights at sea. But Min River, the yacht in second place on overall standings, claims that they breached sheeting sails racing rules due to the setup of their sail. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.